Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A few weeks ago, on a cool April night, I made the trek to my school's library in one last desperate bid to pass my data structures and algorithms class. I was failing, admittedly through my own fault, but if I could manage to pull my final project together and make at least an 86, I would scrape by and avoid having to take the class again. So, I threw my laptop, headphones, and multiple energy drinks into my backpack and prepared myself to spend the whole night working. The main floor of the library was pretty empty, but I decided to go to my usual spot anyway. It was a small group of tables on the fourth floor, tucked away in a corner and surrounded by rows of bookshelves.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Most students don't make it up to that level. I'm pretty sure most people don't even know you can go to the fourth floor. You can't get to it from the elevator. Instead, you have to get off the elevator on the third floor and take the staircase that's tucked away in an alcove next to a dusty vending machine. They aren't connected to the main stairs, so most people miss them. When I reached the studies tables, there was only one other person there, some older guy, intently working on a paper. I nodded to him and sat down, glancing at the clock on the wall, 9 p.m., I winced. Taking that nap earlier had definitely been a mistake. Despite my late start, I managed to work pretty steadily for several hours. I was so focused that I even forgot to pull out any of my energy drinks. When I finally looked up from my barely working program, a couple necessary functions had to be commented out completely or the stupid thing wouldn't even compile. It was right around 2 a.m., I shifted in my seat, my back protesting from how long I had been hunched over my laptop. I needed to walk around and stretch for a bit. I stood up and wandered down an aisle, scanning book titles idly. There seemed to be a thin layer of dust over most of them. I wondered if anyone even checked these books out. I made it to the end of the aisle and rounded the corner, intending to walk back down the adjacent aisle to the study tables. But the end of it was blocked by another bookshelf. I turned around and started to make my way down the first aisle. My steps faltered. The end of this aisle was blocked by a bookshelf too. I slowed to a halt and looked up and down the row. Had I gotten turned around? Surely not. My path had practically been a straight line. But I must have. It's not like the heavy metal shelves had moved in the minute it took me to walk down the aisle. I turned back and started to try the other way again when I felt the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I could feel someone was watching me. Very slowly, I turned my head towards the shelf to my right. Nothing. I turned my head to the left and almost jumped a foot in the air. There was something standing on the next aisle over, peering at me through a narrow gap in the books. Its face was sickly gray and its eyes were wide and unblinking. It didn't react when I gasped. "You scared me," I choked out, taking a half step back. It cocked its head. "Get aim?" the creature rasped. At least, that's what I think it said. I could barely understand it. "What?" I took another step away. Game! 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 Its voice grew stronger every time it spoke, as if it had gone unused for a long time. I don't have time for a game, I stammered, another step back. I have to get to my... The creature's hand slammed through the row of books, knocking several to the floor. It flailed, long gray fingers grabbing for me. Game! The creature shrieked, and I didn't hang around any longer to find out what it wanted to play. I booked it down the aisle and ran as far in the opposite direction from the thing as I could. In my terror, I didn't notice at first that the rows of bookshelves I was running down were much longer than they should have been. The library was pretty big, but I was on the smaller fourth floor. I should have been running over the parking lot at that point.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I finally stopped to catch my breath when I thought I had gotten far enough away from that creature. I realized that I couldn't see the walls of the library anymore. Only rows and rows of shelves, stocked to the brim with dusty books. I looked through the gaps between the books, trying to find the study area or anything that would tell me where I was, but there was nothing. Nothing but books and shelves as far as the eye could see. Above me, the fluorescent lighting buzzed. I thought about climbing a shelf and looking out over the tops to find my way back, but I was honestly afraid of what I would find if I did. What if I couldn't find the stairs again? What if the library had completely disappeared? And the only thing left were bookshelves stretching eternally. I was pulled out of my panic when I saw something move out of the corner of my eye. I froze, watching for any movement. There it was again, a flash of movement, unnaturally fast. I zeroed in on it. There, several rows away, was the creature, staring at me as if it had never moved. When it caught my gaze, it ducked out of view, and I heard a scampering sound. It sounded like something was running on all fours. I took off, even though my body was still on fire from the last bout of running. I twisted and looped through the rows in a way I hoped would throw it off my trail. Eventually, I slowed down to save my strength. But the whole time, I knew that somewhere nearby, the creature still hunted me. The shelves became more labyrinthine with every corner I turned. There were no more neat lines of adjacent rows. The aisles twisted and turned and branched and stopped dead with no warning. The books looked different, too. Some looked absolutely ancient, as if they would crumble if I tried to pull them off the shelves. Some books looked oddly new. I pulled one of the newer books off the shelf in a moment of untimely curiosity. The front cover was a single word in a language I didn't know. I flipped it open and turned a few pages. To my surprise, they were all blank. It was getting dark then, like the buzzing lights couldn't quite reach me wherever I was, even though I could still see them above me. As I turned another corner, I came upon a small area with no other paths out of it besides the one I came in through. It looked like the bookshelves had been haphazardly pushed aside to form a small clearing, and loose paper from several fallen books was scattered everywhere. I felt my heart thud in my chest when I saw that some of the pages were stained. A rusted brown color that was almost black. I took a step further in and almost tripped over something half hiding under a crumbling book. I kicked the book away and froze in horror. Sitting on the floor in front of me was a human skull, picked completely clean. Suddenly, I knew the truth. All my running had been for nothing. I never had a chance to escape. These shelves weren't a maze, they were a web. The creature had been chasing me here the whole time, getting me slowly, carefully, stuck fast in its trap. And now, I was here in its nest, waiting for it to come to dinner. Behind me, I heard the scampering sound again. I whipped around to see the creature peering at me from the end of the aisle. Its body was hidden behind the bookcase, and it poked its head around the corner in a way that was almost childlike. I had seen how fast it could move. I only had a moment to act. "Wait!" I screamed. It tilted its head ever so slightly. My mind raced. "You wanted to play a game, right? Game?" The creature stared, unmoving. "It's not really a game unless you give me a chance to escape."
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
How is it a game if there's no possible way I can win? As I distracted the creature, I looked around for any way to get out. Luck must have been with me, because I noticed a small gap between two shelves that I hadn't seen before. I threw myself at the gap, barely managing to squeeze through as the creature rushed towards me. I felt fingers barely graze the back of my shirt as I took off running. I took a few more random turns and then, like I'd never left, I burst free of the shelves, back at the group of study tables. The only other person on the fourth floor, the older guy from before who had been writing a paper, gave me a dirty look before focusing back on his laptop screen. I didn't bother to grab my stuff. I sprinted for the stairs, going down them two at a time until I hit the third floor. I ran to the main staircase, tearing down them so fast I almost fell, then through the lobby and out the main door, gulping fresh air that I thought I'd never taste again. A couple days later, I asked a friend to check the library's lost and found for me, and she was able to get most of my things and bring them to me. My earbuds were missing, but I didn't care. I considered it a small price to pay for my life. I also failed my algorithms class, but honestly, that was going to happen anyway. For a couple weeks, I thought I was safe. I really did. I thought I had managed to beat the creature and escape its labyrinth. I had thought of it like a spider, something that would catch the unsuspecting fly that stumbled into its web but couldn't give chase if the fly unstuck itself. But now, I know the truth. It had taunted me with freedom like a cat with a mouse, letting me dart out from underneath its grasp, only to snap me back up again in the next second. During the day, I can feel its eyes on me, watching me from dark corners as I make my way around campus, even as I give the library a wide berth. I hear the sound of the creature's movement in my nightmares now, every single night. And every night, it sounds like it's getting closer. This happened to me 12 years ago, when I was a really naive school kid. The more I reflect on it now, the more unsettling it is. I grew up in a small, rural community, which was meant to be really safe. Lots of retirees and young families. I'm a trans man, but was a few years away from realizing that at the time, so I just looked like a young girl. My body had developed early, but despite the Jessica Rabbit curves, I was ridiculously baby-faced. The day this happened, I was wearing the ugly junior school uniform and had my hair in two plaits. Aside from the boobs, I probably looked about 10. Ugh. My family lived about 10 miles out of the small town I went to school in, and since it was in the sticks, there was no public transport, and I was too young to drive. Normally, I'd get the school bus home, but if I wanted to go to the public library after school, I would go there and wait for my mother to pick me up after she finished work. If anything went wrong, I had nowhere to go. So on the day this happened, I had gone to the library alone and headed to the young adult section. It was very clearly aimed at teens, with posters and beanbags and things. Normally, there would be other kids there, sometimes families. But today, there was only a middle-aged man sitting alone in one of the chairs. He instantly made me uncomfortable. It wasn't his appearance, which was dirty-looking, badly dressed, balding, overweight, dirty teeth. He didn't look homeless, just like a slob. But this space was clearly for teenagers and their families. He wasn't even reading or anything, just sitting there looking around like he was scoping the place out. His eyes were the scariest thing about him, bugging out of his head as he stared at me. I didn't want to be anywhere near this man. Quickly, I grabbed a few books off of the shelf and went around the corner to sit in a chair on the adult fiction section. This section was also deserted. I opened a book and tried to read, but a few seconds later, I felt eyes on me. I glanced up and saw him staring at me through the bookshelves. He saw me looking and let out this eerie giggle like he was a child caught while playing hide and seek. It made my skin crawl. Ignoring him, I went back to my book. Next thing I know, the creep was quickly approaching me. He sat down in the chair right next to me, so close I could smell stale sweat and cigarettes. Again, the whole place was deserted. I felt sick. He put his face close to mine and said, "Hello." His breath was disgusting. Still trying to ignore him, I said a dismissive hi, not looking up. This weirdo then proceeded to launch into his life story and talk to me for the next hour. I have no idea how much was true. He talked about his stage parents with no explanation of what he meant. He talked about being in the military and how he was detained in a psychiatric institution. He told me he escaped and spent days living in the woods before they caught him. The whole time, I was terrified. I wanted to get a librarian, but I was so scared he might get angry and even turn violent. He had made it clear he was psychologically unstable. At one point, he told me his name and asked for mine. I was panicking too much to give him a fake one. The worst part was when he asked me how old I was. Again, too scared to think to lie, I told him I was 14. I hoped it would put him off. Nope. He brightened up and said he'd wait until I was old enough to marry him. He said I was a good-looking girl, nice, and a good listener, that I'd make a good wife for him. At that point, I hadn't even held hands with anybody. In a huge turn of luck, my phone started to ring. Instantly, I answered it. It was my mother, telling me she was parked outside. Flooded with relief, I told her I'd be out in a moment. Looking back, I should have stayed on the phone, but for some stupid reason, I thought I'd be in trouble if I told her about the man. I grabbed my things and told him my mother was here and I had to go. My blood ran cold when he told me he'd seen me before and would be waiting for me to come back. I don't know why I didn't tell an adult. I think I was scared, both of getting into trouble and even more of him getting mad and doing something to me. I was so ill-equipped to deal with something like this and probably hoped if I ignored it, it would go away. The next day, I did tell some friends at school. One told her mother, who was horrified. My friend had a lot of younger siblings and they often went to that library. Often, we went together and they had driven me home before. That turned out to be my saving grace. I have no idea what might have happened otherwise. The day after school, my friend and her mother went to the library with the other siblings as they were already planning to do. It turns out that this creepy man really had been watching me intently. He was back and proceeded to approach the family and ask about me by name.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The mother told him he needed to stop harassing young girls and threatened to call the police. I'm still so grateful to that woman for standing up for me like that. Miraculously, it seemed to work. I never went to the police, but I know I should have. I lived in that area for another 5 years and never saw him again.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step 4, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.